Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week about the liberation of forgiveness and what that really means to a believer. There's two aspects of liberation and forgiveness. And one is the aspect of when our sins are forgiven through the blood of Christ. That is tremendously liberating. It sets you free from the bondage of your sin that has held you captive. It sets you free from those shackles and sets you free to serve and love God. I tell you, it's liberating. The second aspect that we talked about, and that is when we learn as God's people to forgive those who have wronged us. And friends, when we come to the place where we can learn to forgive those who've wronged us, no matter what it was, no matter how bad it was, it's tremendously liberating. It sets you free from the jail cell of bitterness. Remember what I said before? That if we choose to not forgive someone who's wronged us, no matter what, those walls of unforgiveness, as time goes by, form a prison cell around us, and we become trapped in bitterness. And there we sit and rot in the jail cell of bitterness, serving time for someone else's crime. Why would you choose to do that? Be liberated. Be free. Let the Lord Jesus help you. Give you the grace you need to forgive those who wronged you, and He will help to set you free. I tell you, it's liberating. And I know, I've heard it before, but Brother Roy, you don't understand. You don't know how bad it was. You just don't know. It was so terrible. I can't forgive them. You're right. In your strength, in your own strength, you cannot forgive them. It's impossible. Don't even try. But God is available. Christ is there 24/7 to help you to forgive. But you have to be willing to take that step and say, yes, I choose to do that. And ask God to help you. And then release those who have wronged you. Well, we talked about our part in forgiveness. Choosing to forgive those who've wronged us. Now, God has a part in forgiveness as well. And that's the second part of this week's topic that I want to talk about. Part two, God's part in forgiveness. Let me start in the beginning. God knew before creation that human beings, that humankind, mankind, would need a Redeemer. He knew that before creation. He knew that man needed a way to become at one with Him. And so, He planned that His Son, the Lord Jesus, would be that Redeemer. Consequently, Christ was born to a poor couple in a stable one night in Bethlehem. Think with me. Christ, who from eternity past, having always been in the presence of God the Father, left that. That fact alone should be enough to make our heads spin. Ponder that sometime. Christ, who from eternity past never had a beginning, having always been in the presence of God, in the presence of God, where there is no sin, where there are no limitations like we humans know limitations. He never had that. But He came to earth in the form of a baby. In the form of a baby, not even an adult, in the form of a baby. He was man, yet God. He became subject to hunger. And He cried as a baby because He was hungry, and He had no other way to express that than to cry. He cried to have His diaper changed because he had no other way to communicate that need to Mary, that it needed to be changed. He had to learn to walk. He had to learn to talk. His baby teeth came out, and he learned what a toothache felt like. He became subject to pain, physical pain, and emotional pain. As a child, he fell and scuffed his arms and legs, and he went crying to Mary or Joseph, perhaps to blow on it and make it feel better. Christ subjected himself to such a lowly estate, and I tell you, that wasn't fair at all. Think about what he left and what he became. As Jesus grew older, he endured the taunts and the stigma of being accused of the result of fornication. That hurt. I tell you, that hurt. It wasn't true. It wasn't true at all. He was not the result of fornication. He was misunderstood many, many, many times over. I tell you, he was. I can picture the Lord Jesus working in Joseph's carpenter shop, working on a piece of furniture, and silently, as he's working, he's weeping for his people, the Jews, as he sees them with a lack of spiritual leadership. And he's silently weeping there, working on this piece of furniture, when a customer walks in. And the customer notices his tear-stained face and says somewhat sympathetically to him, it must be rough being born out of fornication. Talk about adding insult to injury. It wasn't fair, folks. It wasn't fair. They ruined his reputation. He was sinless. Do you understand that? Those things hurt. He understood emotional pain. Those things hurt. They did hurt. As Jesus began his earthly ministry, the folks from his hometown and surrounding areas scorned him when he visited them. They said, "We know who you are. We know your family. And how can you even think to tell us that God has appointed you of all people to teach us anything?" And they drug him out of the city. They were going to stone him. But he slipped away from them. He was only obeying his father's orders, folks. Again, he was misunderstood. It wasn't fair. It wasn't right. It hurt. He endured pain. He suffered. Jesus restored sight to the blind. He healed the maimed and the sick, including on the Sabbath day. And the religious leaders were indignant that he would do such a thing on the Sabbath. But Jesus, who created the Sabbath day for man, was falsely accused of trespassing. It wasn't fair. It wasn't right. He didn't do anything wrong. Why couldn't they see it? Don't tell me that didn't hurt. It did hurt. I believe that Jesus wept many times in prayer to his Father, not in self-pity, folks, but over the unbelief of the religious leaders of that day. The prophet Isaiah says he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. How true that was. He well knew what emotional pain and hurt was all about. A I'm going to leave off there for today. We're talking about God's part in forgiveness. Ponder what we've just talked about today. It has everything to do with God's part in the act of forgiveness. God bless your day.